This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live. We're launching hour number three of the program. You can join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE with you in studio. Ian here.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
We're going to go to a special guest that, Mark, you had invited on the show here tonight from Jax. We've been talking a little bit about Jax.io as the new wallet that Free Talk Live is endorsing. The Bitcoin wallet and Ether wallet.
The only wallet out there that you can put both Bitcoin and Ether on.
Yeah, now Ether, we're going to probably learn a little bit more about what that is, but we're talking about cryptocurrencies here. We're talking about Bitcoin, which has been the world's go-to cryptocurrency for seven years since it came out back in 2009. It's just grown in popularity and grown. Right now it's over 530 I believe US dollars per Bitcoin. These things are incredibly valuable. The Ether is a competitor to Bitcoin. It's an alternative, if you will, an altcoin. And there's a lot more to Ethereum, which is a larger concept, but Ether is the cryptocurrency that exists within the Ethereum idea. And Ether is, what, at about $14 per Ether
today?
Yeah,
last time I saw it was about 14.
If I'm not mistaken.
13 and 14.
So go to Jax.io. It's J-A-X-X.io, and you can download the wallet for free. One of the coolest things about Jax is it's cross-platform. So if you've got an iPhone, if you've got an Android, Windows computer, Linux, Macintosh, you can use Jax.
They're the same account.
Across, right, the same account across all of those devices.
That's really important to me. I don't want, I'm not going to live with one of those wallets that's just on a phone or just on a computer. I need it to cross the platform.
Right, very, very cool stuff. And like most wallets, it's free and it looks nice too. It's easy to use. It's a smooth experience. So go and check it out for yourself. Of course, it's available via the Apple or Google stores, jaxx.io, and then you can download the other versions from that site. We've got one of the people behind Jax. His name is Anthony DiOrio, calling us from – are you in Toronto tonight, Anthony?
I'm in Toronto, yeah.
Well, welcome to the show. You're calling us from bed.
I am. I go to bed very early. This is actually, I'm up actually later than I normally am.
Well, thank you for staying up late for us here on Free Talk Live. We appreciate it.
No problem. It's great to talk to you guys. Exciting to be a wallet that you guys are endorsing and being on the show. And as I told you guys before, I've been a listener for 4 years, and I heard about Bitcoin on Free Talk Live, and that's really where it kicked it off for me.
You're welcome.
So did Roger Ver.
That's right.
That's right. And I think a few other people as well. And the interesting thing, though, is that I've listened, I think, to every show since then.
Wow, that's incredible.
Probably not too many people that can say it. I'm literally caught up, and I work 15-hour days.
Hold on. Since so many people have heard about Bitcoin from Free Talk Live, Ian Freeman, are you Satoshi Nakamoto?
Oh, if only. No, I have no programming chops whatsoever. I learned a little bit of Turbo Pascal in high school, and that's about all I know.
So, yeah, but Anthony, you kind of put together this whole Ether thing, and did you sort of put the business end of it together? Because I know that this prodigy called Vitalik Buterin, he works on it.
We had Vitalik on the show from one or more of the Bitcoin conventions. I didn't realize that you were one of the designers or the people behind the Ethereum. Is that the case?
Yeah, I'm one of the founders. So I was the second person to actually join the project. So Vitalik's from Toronto, and I created the first Bitcoin meetups in Toronto in 2012, and he was at the very first meetup and got to know him well and a number of other people in the community. So I actually brought him into CryptoKit. So for those who might know, CryptoKit is the company. Jax is our product, but we're actually dropping the CryptoKit name. And you guys are familiar with CryptoKit. You guys
I've got it right here on the computer.
Yeah. So when I, the end of 2013, I brought him into CryptoKit, and then a month later after we launched CryptoKit, he brought me the white paper for Ethereum, and then basically that changed everything for me.
Is he as brilliant as he's billed, or does he just get good press?
No, he's brilliant. He's one of those guys that just thinks differently, doesn't care too much about money, wants to solve problems. He's a unique person. There's not many like him. and he's the problem solver. He's one of those problem solvers. It's those type of people that are going to be doing things and creating the great things like he's done with Ethereum that really are going to change the world.
How is Ethereum different than Bitcoin? So Bitcoin allows you to send and receive these digital tokens, digital bits, this unbreakable code that we're calling a currency around the world. And people certainly are using it as a currency. It's been very successful without sort of, using banks or governments or anything like that to get things done. It's a giant leap forward in the area of currency. How is Ethereum different?
Sure. So Bitcoin was the first of its kind in 2009 to solve the double spend problem. To solve the problem that digital things could always be copied. And when something can be copied, it loses its value. I mean, it's a scarcity thing. When you can make a digital copy of something, if you can create 1,000 of them, the copy of the worth value of the one doesn't have anything. So prior to Bitcoin, you could always duplicate a digital currency, and that's why they never worked. So using cryptography, we were able to solve that problem so that you can own something and prove ownership and send it to someone else and there's only one copy. That's the whole paradigm shift that came about with Bitcoin. That's the biggest, that's really what it did. It solved that problem. So, you know, after it was working for a few years, people were trying to do all kinds of other financial things on it and other types of more complex things and realizing that Bitcoin was really limited. It's great as a payment system to say, hey, I send something to you, Ian, you can send it to Mark, and all you guys can verify that something's happened, but that's it. So people were trying to do more advanced things. Well, what if I did this, and then it did this, and it's like, no, it's not made for it. So they were really struggling. There were things that came out, like MasterCoin had come out, some of the other ones. Trying to build layers on top of Bitcoin, and it wasn't working because it just wasn't made for that. So Vitalik had been traveling around the world, and he'd been seeing the struggle that people had been doing in these different projects, and he came up with a concept to create a thing called smart contracts. Okay, now smart contracts have been around for a while, but the technology hasn't been there. And what smart contracts are basically contracts that can self-execute. Okay, so with the Bitcoin blockchain, you can do one thing, it sends it, that's it. On Ethereum, it's taken smart contracts and built it onto the blockchain where you can develop a code, you can develop a contract. So a developer creates this contract, let's say a will contract. So you then push it onto the platform, and we have like these agents on the platform that carry out and execute whatever is programmed into that contract.
Is an agent a person or a computer program?
Computer, basically it uses mining, and it also has a thing called a virtual machine that self-executes whatever is in that code. And it does the same way as mining system, and it pays people to actually contribute resources. But we took the typical mining, we actually put a virtual machine on top, which executes every line of code. So, for example, you can have a bet with someone that the score in a particular sports game is going to be that they're betting, they put money into a contract. Then, according to some type of oracle or some type of source of information, whoever wins that game, it automatically will then send the money to where it has to go. And you could do it with very, very complex things. Anything could be done, any type of contract. So what Bitcoin did...
Meaning that, let me jump in here. So that would mean that some human element is taken out. Whoever writes that code wants that code of, okay, if Team A wins, then pay Daryl. Whoever writes that code... That's done. They can't go back and change that. Once the money's in that system, nobody can manipulate how it works. Isn't that right?
That's exactly it. So what Bitcoin did for payments and did for finance, Ethereum does for everything else. Anything that's used to requiring a third party has the chance of being disintermediated. That's lawyers. That's insurance companies. All these things that we've used to rely
governments?
On. Governments?
Well, government suggests you could use force on someone, which...
It's a third party, though. It is a mediator in many cases.
Yeah, I mean, governance systems are the next big thing that's coming out of this, and we can talk about that in a bit. And that was the main change. Is we created this programmable blockchain that anything a developer can program gets executed on the platform, and that's very powerful. So we were the largest crowdfunded program of all time. This was in 2014. We raised $18 million. We did it in an open-ended crowd sale where anybody in the world could participate. And our token was called Ether. Okay, and Ether is different than Bitcoin, and it's not really an altcoin. I don't consider it an altcoin. because it's a necessity for fueling our platform. And maybe when we get back, we can chat a little bit more about that.
We can. Anthony Dorio is with us. He is in Toronto and joining us here, one of the folks behind Ethereum and also the new Jax wallet, which is available to you for free at jax.io, J-A-X-X.io. If you've been waiting to jump into the Bitcoin universe, this is a good excuse because it's a great wallet. And like I said, it's free and cross-platform. This is Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-9372. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-9372. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-9372. That's 1-800-945-9372.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about BuySellMakeOffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to BuySellMakeOffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And me, Daryl.
And I don't think it's unfair to say that the three of us in the studio are pretty big fans.
Some of the greatest minds in America.
I wouldn't go that far, but because you're here, Mark. Anyway, we are fans of Bitcoin. We like the alternative to the U.S. dollar and to the other world government currencies, which, of course, can be printed, as we've seen in so many different occasions. We've got the Zimbabwe $1 trillion note, or $10 trillion. I can't read it from here. There's a lot of zeros on that.
That's the 10.
The $10 trillion, which I think was the last one, right?
No. They did 100.
100
trillion dollars.
We're multi-trillionaires.
That's true. So to have Bitcoin means that you cannot be subject to government whim, to the whims of these central bankers that want to just keep printing money. Now, Bitcoin can be mined into existence, and there's some technical know-how required to do that. But basically, Bitcoin is a decentralized currency, and it's taken the world by storm. It's currently worth over $530 per Bitcoin. You can break a Bitcoin down by 8 decimal points. It's being accepted by companies as large as Dell Computer and Wikipedia and Overstock.com, and as small as Corner News right here on Main Street in Keene, New Hampshire. Local Burger, a little burger joint here in Keene. So there's mom-and-pop businesses that are taking Bitcoin around the globe, and big mega corporations are taking it as well. It's super exciting. But Bitcoin isn't the end of the cryptocurrency universe. It's just the beginning. And we're talking with Anthony DiOrio. He's one of the founders of Ethereum. And I'd always known that you were a big fan of Ethereum. I guess I just never made the connection that that you were actually one of its creators. And I apologize for that. Anthony, welcome back here to Free Talk Live. You found Bitcoin originally by listening to Free Talk Live, and then you created this this alternative to it. You said you don't want to call it an altcoin, though, but it is an alternative to Bitcoin, right? Like, you can use one or the other. And you can use both if you want.
Yeah. So the purpose of Ether is it serves two things. So every executable line of code in the contract that gets pushed onto the network requires Ether in order to execute. So it's kind of like a fuel or a gas. That's how we've always referred to it as.
Now, the reason you want to do that is because you don't want people putting junk code into this blockchain, which I don't know if we explained the blockchain in the last segment. The blockchain is a publicly viewable, publicly accessible sort of a ledger. At least in Bitcoin, it's a ledger of transactions. With Ethereum, it would have more, like you were talking about. It could have code to run a business. It could have code to run a contract. And you wouldn't want somebody to just load a bunch of crap into this blockchain if they weren't really willing to put some money behind it, which is what you're talking about with the Ether. That's the fuel that sort of makes it stay in there, right?
Yeah, that's the fuel that runs the platform. So you require Ether for every line of executable code. And you don't want, if you have a looping program or something, it's gonna use up resources, and then it's going to go dry because it's going to run out of gas. So you have to be rewarding people for contributing the resources. So it pays out people just like Bitcoin pays out people in Bitcoin. You pay out Ether to people that are actually mining into it. And we did a crowd sale. We were 15 cents a piece that we were selling for initially. And we sold 60 million Ether at the time at $18 million. It's now gone up to $1 billion market cap. And being used.
You've got that much money. What the hell are you doing talking to us?
Because I really respect what you do, and I think you guys are on a mission, and I'm on a very similar mission.
Unfortunately, we aren't wise enough to buy things in the beginning.
Oh, I got some Ether now.
Did you get it at 15 cents a piece?
I did not, no.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. I got some Ether as well, but only because I sold some of my Litecoin or some of my other altcoins.
I just wasn't in on the, like, having heard that the crowd sale was going on. I just didn't know.
Yeah, I think Anthony told us about it, and we didn't do anything about it.
What a surprise.
Oh, yeah, another altcoin. I mean, it sounded good. When I first heard about Ether, I thought, wow, that sounds really cool, the smart contracts and everything. But then I thought, oh, there's like 400 of these altcoins. You know, what's... Okay, some of them have some cool stuff, so is this really going to be that different from the other 400 that I know nothing about? And, turns out it's always 2020. So Ether's a thing, right? Like, is it the second most popular or largest market cap, second largest to Bitcoin right now?
Yeah, by far. It's at $1 billion right now. The next closest, I think, is a couple hundred thousand. And what's cool about it is not just that, but you can really think of it as a world computer. It's a platform that you build decentralized applications on top of it. Like, you guys are familiar with Arcade City. That's basically what the plan was for Arcade City, is to build on top of Ethereum. It's a way to disintermediate and disconnect from third parties.
Arcade City being a ride-sharing app that, the app has been pulled from the market, but hopefully it'll be coming back soon. It's been gone for a couple months, Daryl. You look surprised at that. They pulled it to retool it and relaunch it. Hopefully they're going to be doing that soon with their big launch down.
Okay, for some reason when you said the app has been pulled, I was thinking it's still on my phone. It didn't get removed from my phone.
Yeah, they can't. I don't think they can remove it from your phone, but you cannot go and download it anew.
Okay, you can't do fresh installs.
But yeah, you were telling us about some of these things that the Ethereum blockchain can make possible, and I'd like to move into the DAO, if you don't mind, because you called this show a week ago. When Mark and I were in New York City, we were coming back, driving back, listening to Daryl hosting the show with some other good folks here in the studio. And you called in to talk about this new thing, this decentralized or something. I forget the D stands for.
DAO.
The DAO, Decentralized Autonomous Organization, or Distributed Autonomous Organization. Can you recap what that is for our listeners who weren't tuned in at that time?
Sure. So when we were building Ethereum, we developed this thing called a DAO, a Decentralized Autonomous Organization. And our plan at Ethereum was always to turn into this organization. But we were too busy solving the smart contract problem to actually put something else on our plate. So what it is it's an organization that lives in the cloud. It has no jurisdiction. People actually participate by putting money into this organization, and they then get voting rights on everything that goes on with the organization. So you have anonymous shareholders now that live in the cloud without any jurisdiction. They can do it anonymously. And now you can actually direct anything according to how a contract gets developed. So the DAO, this organization started out the first one ever. They raised $150 million or equivalent value there. It was around there. The price has gone down a little bit, but $150 million becoming by far the largest crowd sale of all time.
Now, is this your organization or is this somebody else? Because you said you were too busy, so someone else did this?
Yeah, so our CCO of Ethereum, who used to be our CCO, he continued on and decided to carry out this idea through a new venture. And basically anyone in the world, there's tens of thousands of people that bought into this DAO that now are really like shareholders on this project. And then people submit proposals. So if you bought into it, you get to submit a proposal, any proposals you want. And people in the organization vote. And if it gets accepted, the money is then distributed. So it's a whole new VC model. And
venture capitalist.
It's a whole new venture, a way of raising funds, basically. And it can be done globally. Anybody can participate. And it's a whole new governance structure and something that's really going to be disruptive because now it just gets rid of borders.
It gets rid of hoarders? I don't like hoarders.
Borders.
Oh, darn it. We need to get rid of hoarders, too, while we're at it.
But that's such a good television
show. It is.
Now, does one have to be, like, really technically savvy to do this kind of thing? Because a lot of people want to be involved in organizations and have a say. It's just that not a lot of people can do this cryptocurrency, the deep cryptocurrency stuff.
Sure. And this is where Jack's come about. So everything that we create is software for the masses. We bring blockchain to the masses and make it done in a simple way that my dad can use it. That's what our specialty is. That's what we've done with the wallets. That's what we've done with the Ether wallet. And now over the next couple of days, you're going to see DAO integration inside of Jax.
I want to talk about that. Hold that thought. You can stick with us, right, Anthony?
Certainly.
All right, Anthony, stand up late for us here. We appreciate it in Toronto. We're going to continue with Anthony DiOrio from Ethereum and Jax.io. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. However, if you've got a question for Anthony DiOrio from Jax and Ethereum, he can't take your questions if you call on Skype because that's where he is. So if you want to get a question in, then call us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We are talking about the sort of the next step in the evolution of the blockchain technology. He's been telling us, of course, we know about Bitcoin. For those of you who don't know, it's a decentralized cryptocurrency not created by any government or any bank. It allows you to have control over your money for the first time in, well, ever, pretty much, at least in our lifetimes. And that's a huge – that alone is a huge – evolution in the idea of money, taking money out of the hands of banks and governments, putting it into the people's hands. That's
but you
huge.
Can also do business around the world. I mean, you could have your control of your money when you had silver, but you couldn't zip it around halfway around the globe.
That's true.
In an instant.
So that was sort of step one, and then Ethereum came out not too long ago, which is a way to expand on the idea of this Bitcoin, which is locked into a blockchain technology that prevents money from being double spent, and is this sort of distributed ledger that exists all around the globe, and that brings in a layer of security that is heretofore unseen in the money business. And Ethereum allows for more than just money to transact on the blockchain. It also allows for companies to be created and for contracts to be created and to exist out on this blockchain. And to take that further, someone has created the Decentralized Autonomous Organization, or the DAO, which I guess could stand for Distributed Autonomous Organization, but I suspect there's that's pretty much the same thing. We've got Anthony with us here, Anthony DiOrio, one of the key members behind Ethereum, and the new Jax wallet, which you can download for free at jax.io. I've got it on my phone. It's a slick wallet, and it allows you to store Ether as well as Bitcoin. And you were just telling us, Anthony, that it'll also allow its users, not in the current version, but in very soon, you know, versions coming out, it will allow them to become part of this DAO, which is an organization that allows people to sort of buy into this this code, this structure that exists, and then they can vote on proposals for what should be done with the money that this DAO, this organization, has raised. And it's worth pointing out, the DAO, this first one that has come out, which is, I believe, is it DAOHub. Is it .com? I don't have it in front of me. Are you with us?
Yeah, I'm not sure if the DAO. So DAOHub is a separate thing. I just want to be clear. I'm not with Ethereum anymore. I was a founder. My company, my thing is called Decentral right now.
Okay.
And we create Jax. I just want to make that clear. I don't want to ruffle any feathers with the Ethereum Foundation.
Okay, I apologize.
I'm heavily involved in taking Ethereum to the masses and making it very simple for people to use. DAOHub, I don't know if it's DAOHub.org.
Yeah, I've got it here. Sure. DAOHub.org was the first sort of first to market with this DAO concept, which allowed people to buy in. And they raised $150 million worth of Ether in a relatively short period of time. What was this thing open for, like a week, this crowdfunding thing?
Yeah, it was a couple weeks, and it just blew by anything else, and just the hottest thing in tech right now. And then it could be the hottest way that money is raised in the future and the way it's distributed.
Yeah, I saw that it was the most popular, the most successful crowdfunded project of all time. So of all of the Kickstarters that have ever happened, this one, I mean, not combined. It's not more than every Kickstarter combined, but more than any other individual Kickstarter or Indiegogo. So this is huge. This thing has really taken off because it's a big concept to basically get rid of the corporate board of directors, these, you know, individuals that you know who they are, and essentially take decision making in a company down to the masses, down to the marketplace. I don't know if I'm explaining it that well. Go ahead, Anthony. How better to explain that?
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's basically using the wisdom of the crowd, or you know, I'm not. I don't know how big I feel about the idea because it's kind of democratizing it, and really, if 51% of the people who really aren't maybe that smart about what the proposals are, it kind of gets down to the system that we have right now, right? So I'm not
right, because the so-called wisdom of the masses elected Barack Obama twice, he elected George Bush twice, he elected Bill Clinton twice.
Although, to be fair, these are the masses of cryptocurrency advocates
and have bought in.
And yeah, not the masses of people who are voters. So you do have to some extent, have the ability to know what Ether is, figure out how to acquire Ether, and then figure out how to send it into the DAO. So there's some levels of, I guess, elimination there to most of the masses.
We'd all agree, Anthony included, that the humans have to work in groups sometimes. And sometimes, in order to achieve large goals, we have to work within large groups. And the DAO is probably, it's a new way to organize large groups. And I think that we need to try new things, see how they work, because otherwise we're going to stick with the same old stuff. So
right.
I'm interested.
Yeah, I'm skeptical. I was interested enough to go ahead and buy in, just threw a few Ether in just to see, you know, what's going to happen with this thing, knowing that it could completely go under and, you know, I could lose everything. One of my concerns is that this whole voting thing is, you know, am I going to have to go and vote on a bunch of stuff, or like what level of participation does someone have to put into this DAO organization?
You can put in as much as you want. We're creating a platform right inside of Jax right now that's going to enable you to view all the proposals and vote directly inside of Jax. So we're trying to make it very simple for people to participate, but you don't have to. It's a matter of those that want to can decide on the great things. You also have the opportunity to say, I don't like the idea. They're asking for too much. Go fix that proposal up and submit better things. And the great thing is that you can just create as many ideas. So there's going to be all these ideas that are going to come out. And the ones that are going to take off are the ones that are going to appeal to the masses. And then we'll see how it gets carried out. But I'm also a big fan of leadership. So I'm a decentralist, but I don't think we're all the way there with the technology right now. And you still need leadership. And that's what I think my company is very efficient at is that because I've got this vision for it and I have a great team behind me, but at the end of the day, I don't have time to be waste asking a lot of people and then making the decisions. So I'm actually hoping that this is a great experiment and we're going to learn from it and it'll turn into some great things. But I'm not very optimistic on the efficiency of it.
Well, we're already learning some things. We did share a story last night from QZ.com Quartz, where they're reporting on, I guess, a study or something that was done of the DAO, the Decentralized Autonomous Organization concept, and they found some problems with it already. So I'm interested to hear how you will address this, because it's a pretty it sounds like a pretty important objection here. So you were talking about how people who are investors in the DAO can vote on proposals as to how money is spent. What they're saying here is that there's incentives for people to vote yes and disincentive for people to vote no. And the idea being that if you vote yes, then you know you're already committing, you want your money to be spent on whatever that proposal is. But if you vote no, then it locks up your ether, your votes, if you will. It locks them in until the vote thing is done. And then at that point, if it passes, you don't get your ether back, even though you voted no. And so the idea is people won't vote no because they don't want to lock up their ether. If they decide they think this thing, this proposal is going to pass,
so
they would want to sell their ether and get the heck out of the DAO.
So let me see if I understand this correctly. If there was a proposal, and I'm not saying that this is one, so Anthony, please don't say, that's not on there. But if there was a proposal to kill everyone named Ian, and I think killing people named Ian is a horrible idea, I would be disincentivized to vote no because then I'd lose my money?
That's my understanding of the objection. Did I explain that correctly? And have you heard this objection, Anthony?
So there are some different objectives, and they have realized a few security issues. So they're actually calling out a moratorium right now. There's some of the security people and some very wise people have found some issues, and they're trying to wait and try to clear up a few things because it's very, very complex what's going on, and to be able to ensure that you're getting in all of the areas that it could be virtually attacked. Is very difficult, so they have uncovered a few things.
Here's what I want to know. Hold that thought. Can you stick with us for one more segment?
Sure.
Anthony DiOrio from Jax.io, J-A-X-X.io, will continue.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us right here. Maybe you've got a question for Anthony DiOrio of Jax, Jax.io, brand new Bitcoin and Ether wallet. So you get two different types of cryptocurrency in one wallet. And more than that, it'll allow you to participate in the DAO, the Decentralized Autonomous Organization or Distributed Autonomous Organization, a new way of putting people together into groups where the people don't even necessarily know one another, but yet they're able to propose ideas for businesses and vote within those ideas on whether they should move forward or not based on the level of investment that they have in the DAO, in this autonomous organization. It's a really interesting concept that we're just on the cusp of, and we really don't quite know exactly how it's all going to play out, but there's $150 million worth of Ether at stake here. There's a bunch of people.
It gets much more interesting when you start thinking about $150 million dollars sitting around.
There's a bunch of people who have thrown into this thing, and you know, none of us really know what's going to happen, although there have been some security issues that have been identified with the current DAO structure, and that leads me to a question which may be a tough one here, Anthony. I know you're not in charge of the DAO. You're just trying to help people, you know, get involved with them if that's what they want to do, and they'll be able to do that via the Jax wallet. JAXX.io is where you can go to download that, and it's cross-platform, so Android, iPhone, Windows, Mac, Linux, even browser plugins, super easy to use it. Go and grab it up. It's totally free. But the one of the, you know, there's been a few complaints about security. You said there's talk about a moratorium being put on the DAO. And what I guess I don't understand is I thought this code was immutable, meaning that they had written this code for the DAO and that it then gets executed on the Ethereum blockchain. How can they go ahead and put a moratorium in? Wouldn't they need a proposal to put a moratorium into this thing and then that be voted on?
Yeah, you would think so. But what they're doing is they're having some of they have what's called curators. They have these people, most of them are actually from Ethereum, that helped to advance some of the things in the system. And some of the top people that are well-respected have said, you know what, let's get the community to just wait on this a little bit. We think that we can fix these security things rather easily. So they're just trying to do a before things get going. So the sale ended last week, and that's when the proposals and things could start getting going.
Mm-hmm.
But they kind of just tried to hold the community back and say, we think that we can just fix these few little things. So just hold back. So they're not really – you know what, I kind of thought the same thing. A curator shouldn't have actually put that forward. That's not what they're for. It should go through a proposal. But if they get the committee at the end of the day just to say, okay, you know what, we're going to hold off in doing these proposals in the voting, and they do that, and I think maybe the community then says, yeah, it's probably a good idea that we've done that, because they're all about keeping on and making sure that the money that they have is going to be secure and making sure that things are going to work properly. So I think most of the people are fine with that. But I kind of question the same thing. It's supposed to be autonomous. It's supposed to be, you know, running there in the wild. So, but, you know, if it makes sense for them, I guess that's what they're going to do. And another thing is that we've got in our wealth, we're going to have also DAO. So it's Bitcoin, Ethereum, and DAO. DAO has its own token, and that'll be right inside of Ethereum, inside of Jax. And I just want to be very clear to everybody, too, is we're not a bank. We don't hold on to customer funds. We don't have access to customer funds. It's really important. We don't want to be a bank, and I do not want to take responsibility for people's money. Mm-hmm. That's what everybody else, that's what banks do, and we're not trying to be that. It's time to take control back of your life. It's time to take back control of your assets. It's time to take back control of your contracts, your interactions, your identity, all the hacks, all these things that we are susceptible to with centralized systems. There's now technology that's going to enable people to take back all their data and all their life. And that's why we provide the wallet services, and that's why we're providing hardware in the future as well, because we want to enable that.
Now, is there going to be are there going to be other DAOs? Because there's this first DAO, this decentralized autonomous organization, which people can learn more about at DAOHub.org, that people have invested in, where there's this $150 million worth. Are there going to be other DAOs, other investment opportunities? Because this window is already closed. Nobody else can invest in this thing. Are there going to be more coming?
Yeah, but they're also liquid on the exchanges. So you can buy DAO. So I think it's already on Kraken. There's a bunch of exchanges that are already accepting DAO, just like Ether. Huh. Ether's very liquid, too. It's on many different exchanges now. Even Coinbase has gotten into the game, and Kraken. All of them now are carrying Ether. So you can go buy them and sell them, and that's where the market value price is. So DAO is liquid. It's on exchanges, so now people can buy and sell it. So you can get into it just like you can with Ether.
And then people can create new organization, new projects on DAO?
Or is there only one DAO?
So right now it's called the DAO. There's one DAO, but there's nothing stopping more DAOs from coming out, maybe with different models, different ways of doing things, which is what's going to happen, just like with other cryptocurrencies.
But would there be different DAO tokens for each one of those new DAOs?
Yeah, so anybody can create what's called a custom token on Ethereum. So the interesting thing is that DAO is built on top of Ethereum. It's a custom, it's a token, that's all it is. And you can create custom tokens very simply on top of Ethereum, just in a contract. And you could go create Eoncoin if you wanted to. That's what the flexibility is enabled with Ethereum, is custom tokens to be built. Anybody can come up with their own DAO. Anybody can come up with their own token. It's just about how much value do they provide.
And how easy is it to create a new token?
Probably it's programming. Not easy, I would guess.
No, it's not easy right now, but this is where the tools are being developed, and this is why we're doing the things that we're doing, is to create things much easier with user interfaces and make things very simple. So you're going to get decentralized applications that are built on top of Ethereum. That's what we are, as a platform for decentralized applications. So picture an app store where you can just drag in a contract that you want, a will contract, any type of contract that coders are going to develop, and it'll have a graphical user interface for you to interact and execute it on the platform without needing a lawyer.
So we're in the very, very beginnings of this concept here.
Ethereum is like getting a whole box of Legos. You can make whatever you want with it. It may be a beautiful ship. It may be some kind of mishmash of garbage. It could be anything, and it's not an endorsement. It's not Ethereum's endorsement because somebody built something with it, in the same way that the Lego company doesn't endorse every, when I took an alligator, stuck some wings on it, and a laser on its forehead. They didn't endorse that item, although it was epic. And in the same way...
Did Jack have fun playing with it after you built it?
He built something bigger because he wanted to... Once he got the idea, and that's to some extent, that's what Ethereum was to Bitcoin, right? Like, they got the idea from Bitcoin, and they built something bigger and better out of it.
Yeah.
So I think that that's what's, to me, is fascinating, is that Ethereum has really brought all these promises that Bitcoin had early on to fruition. And Anthony, would you agree that getting Ether right now is essentially buying into the concept that we out here in the world can create what it is that we want for our lives? Is that the idea?
That's exactly what it is. It's taking back control of our lives, not needing to rely on other people to hold on every aspect of our lives, which is what we're so used to and accustomed in this world right now. And I think there's going to be a massive paradigm shift and metamorphosis towards that taking back control of everything, taking back all your data, having everything in a thing that you're in complete control of, and relying on technology and not people.
It's a huge concept. There's definitely a learning curve.
This is when I got that. When I understood that explanation, that that in fact, you know, Ether was this kind of, you know, was the ability to sort of build a command center for all the things in your life so that you don't rely on third parties, that it eliminates trust in so many areas of human life. Once I understood that, that's when I wanted to buy in. I wish I'd understood that sooner.
Hmm. And what's interesting, guys, is that, so I do consulting. I work with banks. I work with the Toronto Stock Exchange. I'm the chief digital officer there. And the interesting thing is that over the last year, we've just seen a huge interest in blockchain technology, where they're understanding where the technology is going to be impacting their business. The old ways of seeking rent between individuals is disappearing, and that's the way the whole system works right now. It's taking commissions and cuts between humans interacting and providing those trust layers. They're not needed anymore. There's going to have to be a whole new way to make money, and it's going to be developed down the road because the old ways of making money are disappearing. So they're understanding right now this technology is going to disrupt them, but also they can use it for the benefits of starting to automate a lot of their systems and save a lot of costs. So they're actually embracing these technologies now and understanding that they will be huge in the future. So you're not seeing that fight as we initially thought would be happening as much. They're actually looking and working with organizations and working on technologies such as Ethereum. For example, like IBM and Samsung using Ethereum to create a washer and dryer that orders its own parts. It literally knows it's broken. It goes out on the internet, orders its own parts, and orders a repairman and sends it in. The whole new Internet of Things that's coming from this, the whole new automation systems, they're starting to embrace it, understand it, and I think that's going to be a great boom for this technology.
Awesome. Very exciting. And, Anthony, thanks for spending the whole hour with us here when you were
poor
in
guy.
I appreciate it. People should go to get started over at jax.io, J-A-X-X.io. That's the first step, is get a wallet that's capable of handling Ether and handling...
I can do it. It's easy.
And handling the DAO. And, of course, we'll keep an eye on the DAO thing because, you know, there's already some drama with humans trying to interact with one another in this thing, which is, of course, the weak point. Hey, Anthony, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live.
Thanks so much, guys.
Yep. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Not attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.